Rossum is one of those marginal worlds usually neglected in galactic history, and scarcely ever obtruding itself upon the notice of men of the myriad happier planets. In the latter days of the Galactic Empire, a few political prisoners had inhabited its wastes, while an observatory and a small naval garrison served to keep it from complete desertion. Later, in the evil days of strife, even before the time of Harry Seldon, the weaker sort of men, tired of the periodic decades of insecurity and danger, weary of sacked planets and a ghostly succession of ephemeral emperors making their way to the purple for a few wicked, fruitless years. These men fled the populated centers and sought shelter in the barren nooks of the galaxy. Along the chilly wastes of Rossum, villages huddled. Its sun was a small, ruddy niggard that clutched its dribble of heat to itself, while snow beat thinly down for 9 months of the year. The tough native grain lay dormant in the soil those snow-filled months, then grew and ripened in almost panic speed when the sun's reluctant radiation brought the temperature to nearly 50. Small goat-like animals cropped the grasslands, kicking the thin snow aside with tiny, tri-hooved feet. The men of Rossum had thus their bread and their milk, and when they could spare an animal, even their meat. The darkly ominous forests that gnarled their way over half of the equatorial region of the planet supplied a tough, fine-grained wood for housing. This wood, together with certain furs and minerals, was even worth exporting, and the ships of the Empire came at times and brought in exchange farm machinery, nuclear heaters, even television sets. The last was not really incongruous, for the long winter imposed a lonely hibernation upon the peasant. Imperial history flowed past the peasants of Rossum. The trading ships might bring news in impatient spurts. Occasionally new fugitives would arrive. At one time, a relatively large group arrived in a body and remained. And these usually had news of the galaxy. It was then that the Rossumites learned of sweeping battles and decimated populations, or of tyrannical emperors and rebellious viceroys. And they would sigh and shake their heads, and draw their fur collars closer about their bearded faces as they sat about the village square in the weak sun and philosophized on the evil of men. Then after a while, no trading ships arrived at all, and life grew harder. Supplies of foreign, soft food, of tobacco, of machinery, stopped. Vague word from scraps gathered on the hyperbands of their television sets brought increasingly disturbing news. And finally it spread that Trantor had been sacked. The great capital world of all the galaxy, the splendid, storied, unapproachable, and incomparable home of the emperors, had been despoiled and ruined and brought to utter destruction. It was something inconceivable, and to many of the peasants of Rossum, scratching away at their fields, it might well seem that the end of the galaxy was at hand.